ready to take the chef's challenge with a Turkish bent. Very warm welcome to the program, Soma Sivriulu. How are you?
I'm very well, Simon. Thank you.
At Effendi, you respect the styles of Turkish cuisine, but you also can add some modern twists.
That's it, yeah. More on the presentation than the dishes, than the technique, really. So it is traditional Turkish recipes with a modern presentation.
And what are those key elements in Turkish cuisine that you just can't be without?
Pretty much stuffing anything and everything that you can find. And lots of fresh produce, lots of legumes, especially in winter. You know, things that might be surprising to some listeners. A lot of vegetarian dishes, eggplant being the queen essential vegetable in Turkey. We pretty much do more than 300-400 recipes with the humble eggplant.
Really?
Yeah, it is the vegetable of the Turkish cuisine.
You have to do a book of 300 recipes of eggplant.
Not a bad idea at all.
You recently played host to some of the Turkish chefs for the SIF festival.
Musa Dadevren, he's a master chef in Turkey, and I respect him very much. He's quite a special chef because he believes in he's reviving the authentic Turkish cuisine by doing great research onto forgotten recipes of our culture. When I was first talking to him, I was also saying, I would love to do this, but we don't have this in Australia. I would love to do that, but we don't have that in Australia. And his response is, he says, you don't have a Chinatown? I said, yes, we do. I said, then you can do anything in Australia.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because he says most of the greens that are not known to us, even the people that do Turkish cuisine more often, you can find that in the Chinese markets. And he did so.
You've been listening to the Providors. What strikes you? What would you like to do with those ingredients?
Just to do, as I was saying before, the Turkish cuisine is all about stuffing and dolmas and things like that. So I thought we could do two different types of dolmas.
Let's go through the dolma. Which would you like to start on?
Let's start with artichoke dolma.
Okay, how do we do this?
The artichokes in here are a bit smaller than the varieties we can find in Turkey. So we use artichokes a lot, the stems of the artichokes a lot. But in here, because they are a bit smaller, what I like doing with the artichokes is instead of taking all of the leaves off, I only take the inner leaves.
Okay.
And then that little bare, the inside of it. So you can
choke.
Clean that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it, the choke. You can clean that with a spoon. So once you clean all of that with a spoon, you pretty much take all the inner leaves, which are a bit tough anyway, and then you just end up with the outer leaves and almost like a cup.
Okay.
Then you can prepare, and also I've seen that the broad beans are great at this time of the year as well. And broad beans and artichokes are a great mix. I love cooking with both of them at the same time. So what I thought is we can prepare a stuffing with broad bean each pilaf. And I'm going to use in the pilaf, I think we can use currants and pine nuts.
Yep.
So you pretty much brown the onions and a bit of garlic. And then you put the rice.
Mm-hmm.
And you can blanch the broad beans prior for only about 10-15 minutes until they get really bright in color. Then you can take them out and you can put that into this mix.
Okay.
And then you can put some dill, flat parsley, and spices. You can use cinnamon, allspice, black pepper, salt, and sugar.
Sugar?
That's it. We use a lot of sugar in Turkish cooking. The way that I use it, I put half measure sugar for full measure salt. You put the artichokes on the water just to cover the stem of it. Not to go too much onto the leaf.
Yep.
You can put some lemon into the water. When you clean the artichokes, you're gonna use the lemon that stops it from browning anyway.
Yep.
And you can chuck those lemons into the water, bring it to boil while artichokes are in there. And once they start cooking, then you can stuff them, and then you can cover them with a bit more water, close it, and boil it once, and then simmer for about 20 minutes. And that's your stuffed artichokes.
Beautiful. The dolma artichokes?
It's artichoke dolma.
So now you said there was a second dolma. I'm intrigued. What's that one?
Then the next one we can do. Again, when I was looking at the report, I've seen the quails are very good at
yes.
this time of the year. So why don't we stuff it?
Let's stuff the quail.
So you pretty much butterfly it and take the inside of it out.
Yep.
All the bones out.
Which is easy to do with a
not hard at all. Not hard at all. If you can find a quail that is not clean, it's even better, because in the mix we're going to use the quail livers.
Okay.
But if you pick up a clean quail, then you need to get some quail livers. And if you cannot find them, you can use chicken livers as well.
Okay.
So what you do is you pretty much just clean out the insides, wash it well, and then drain it. Put it aside, just melt the butter in a pot, and then put some pine nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
When the pine nuts are slightly brown, you can add the onion and then brown that again for another 3-4 minutes.
Yep.
And then put the livers in.
Oh.
Then you add the salt, pepper, allspice, and currant, and then brown them again for another 1 or 2 minutes. Then add 2 cups of water, or if you want, you can just add some. If you have some chicken broth, you can add some chicken broth as well, and then let it boil. In the meantime, you rinse the rice in lukewarm water and then drain it. Then you can melt the butter, then put the rice in, saute it for about 6 to 7 minutes, and then you can pour the onion and liver mixture on top of the rice. Mix it well only once and cover the pot. Then after that, you just could really simmer it for another 8 to 10 minutes.
And the rice will absorb all the juices?
It will absorb all the juices. Just make sure it's not too squishy.
Yes.
It's still a bit al dente. Then you just add a bit of dill into it, and you pretty much just take it out of the heat. You can fill the quail using a spoon, and then once you stuff it, you can put it into a baking pan. Another thing that I do a lot with any basting that we do with chicken, I always use a pomegranate molasses.
Ah, the pomegranate molasses, yeah.
I love them.
Yes.
There are lots of great varieties, and you can find it in most of Turkish, Lebanese, Greek shops. If they're in season, you can pour some, once cooked, you can also pour some pomegranates on top of it just for decoration.
Beautiful.
And then once you put the pomegranate syrup, just put a bit of olive oil onto it, and then sprinkle the whole thing with the salt and pepper. Put about, just to cover the base, about 1 to 2 centimeters, about 1/2 cup of water onto the baking pan.
Yep.
And then bake it at about 160 degrees for 40 to 45 minutes. You will see that they will brown more than they would normally brown, because there's pomegranate molasses on it. So when they are a bit more than golden brown, they should be ready to take it off.
Hey, sounds absolutely beautiful. Thank you much for joining us on the weekend. Soma Sivriulu, thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you very much.